Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Let's go to mood lighting.
We are now lighting candles.
We already did this joke in the last run.
I'll do it again. Also, I forgot.
Absinthe is now in the bath.
It is dirtier.
That's nasty.
Well,
baths are dangerous in this world.
We did not do... I think we did not do the HX moves at the end of the last session you weren't here. So let us do the HX moves. I don't think there's a whole lot of question here.
Nope. Pair off.
Unless somebody else has a better idea.
No, I think... Right. The only possible exception would be I did finally bring... found a gun.
I don't feel like...
Or
first of all, we haven't really had that scene yet, and I sort of feel like... I mean, really, you spend a lot more time with Absinthe. I assume
absolutely.
You feel like you know her better, right?
Yeah. And want temples.
So, mark HX appropriately. Does anyone
you and me.
Hit plus four?
I do.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Hey, big fucker. Tell me a secret.
Seven hot pencils.
Oh, jeez.
Watch what you tell him, kid.
Tell me more about that vision I saw of yours.
Oh, yeah, that thing. I guess the worst part of it is the thing about it that tortures me is that I saw her get beaten, I saw her get dragged off, but I don't know if she... I never got the closure of hearing that she was dead.
Oh, that is interesting. Let me write that down.
Dave, that's my gift to you.
And I appreciate it. So...
Man, all sorts of mysterious dragged off people.
Were your children also killed?
My children are dead.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, well, we should probably give her a name then, just in case she shows up. What do you think? Bar.
How do you spell that?
B-A-R. And I'm pretty sure it's not short for Barbara.
Okay.
Just bar. All right. So you advance and you go back, you roll back to plus one. And do either of you get hit plus four with each other?
Nope.
Okay.
I hit plus four with Eliza a while back.
Oh.
And I did not realize. I thought it was plus five.
We'll go back to one and mark experience, and Eliza will tell you a secret. Better late than never. You have peeled the new layer of the Eliza onion.
Hey, I got a thingy. Actually, I already was getting a thingy, but I forgot to choose one. What did I get?
Did you have one planned?
I think you might have had one written down or something like that.
No, that's an old one.
Okay.
I'll think about it at a time that isn't now.
You can take it anytime you like.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do the beginning of session player HX moves. So let's start with Duncan.
Do you want my secret first?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I had forgotten.
It's okay. I think I've got it. So I'm secretly glad that my mom died. I don't like her. And the guilt over that is part of what keeps me in the family.
Mm. Interesting.
I
also have written that down. Okay. So is everyone then ready to roll?
Yep.
Alright, beginning of the session HX moves. Duncan.
Alright, Eliza has the highest HX. So, or Eliza and Big Fucker are tied, rather.
Who you picked,
so, yeah. Yanni, what do you want me to be?
I think I want you to be hot.
Okie dokie.
I hate to do this to you, but you're going to be cool again. It's kind of just what you do.
What? All right. idea.
Yanni.
Absinthe. It's your call.
I
would like to see you.
Just as long as it's not cool.
I'll have you keep being sharp.
Okay.
Is there anything you particularly like?
I wouldn't mind trying hot this time. I was sharp and weird last time.
I'd be just hot and sharp last time.
Remember, because you were seducing,
yeah,
Jackabacka.
That was like 2 times.
Yeah, you might have had it miswritten down from 2 times ago. You were definitely hot and sharp last time.
Oh. Well, then I probably hosed up my XP.
Don't worry about it. You ended up with the same XP as everyone else, so I don't feel bad about it. We'll call this time we're going to do you sharp and weird, then.
Okay.
Will.
All right, it's Absinthe.
Oh, my.
Cheers for everybody. I would like to see you be... You are super uncool.
Whoa.
I would like to see you be weak.
What were you last time?
I was hard
and weird.
And no, I was not weird last time.
Oh, well then let's put you back on weird.
I might have been hard and sharp.
Okay. Then you're going to be you know what? These written up here, they may have been from 2 sessions ago.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because he was seducing Jacket.
I hate to do this to you, but we're going to go weird and hard again today. I think I think that might be useful for you. So.
It's
going to
be freaky.
And, Caitlin.
Found.
All right. I want to see you be sharp.
What were you last time?
Looks like sharp and weird.
What would you prefer? Other than sharp, what would you prefer?
I could always be hard again. Hard is good for me.
Yeah, hard is good for you. Let's do that. I'm sort of feeling like everyone is being the things that they're that they do. This is sort of, you know, end of season one, and everyone's got their big stats highlighted. So I think this is actually a really good way to do this. And really, everyone does have their two top stats highlighted, yeah, if I remember correctly. So. That's a good thing to do. Alright, fortunes.
Fortunes it is.
Sound.
See if roll, we can roll a 4. 6. Oh, yeah! Min! Sweet. This is good. Okay. Well, minimum success, anyway. Yeah. So, on a 7 to 9, I have surplus, but choose one want. Mm-hmm. Surplus is growth and some money.
Fat stacks of cash, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it is. It's 2 barter. And 1 want among hunger, disease, or desperation.
I get to choose, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Oh. Desperation.
All right.
That sounds like the right thing to happen.
Sounds right to me.
Okay. So, let's see. I think we are ready to start rolling. So things that have to happen this session. You have to finish the gun and give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else and you have an event planned?
Yes, I do.
I need one thing that each of you, one scene that each of, or a thing that each of you wants to do. If you can't think of anything right now, we can come back to it, but I'd like to get an idea of a thing that is important for you to see happen with your character, or a scene you'd like to have today. What do you have on the agenda?
Feel kind of detached from the whole.
Oh, okay, well, the other option is we can do things to bring you in. I can have a scene that I might have planned with you guys, or with one of you, and then maybe that triggers something. I sort of feel like Let me just check my notes for this session, because I know I have at least one thing I think that I wanted to do to each of you. So... Oh, yeah, that's right, and that's right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So, things that have happened since the last... I'm thinking order here. You all got back. There was the scene on the docks. Everybody had come out. The first thing that probably happens... When would you have gone back to your workshop, Eliza?
I think my priorities were getting fixed up with the wounded and making sure the fuel and food got to the right spots.
So you're
in workshop after that.
Okay. Who would you be working with?
And I'm going to just move this around here.
Would you be working with anyone in particular to get the food and stuff distributed to everyone?
No. I would be totally fine with either members of the family doing it or people under Mercer's direction. As long as it wasn't just, you know, random guy from the market shows up and, like, is hauling stuff off. I would want it to be someone in authority.
I'm actually thinking that here's what happens. I'm have to, because it's been a week after, or a couple of weeks, I have to remember names here. Gnarly. Gnarly's your right-hand dude. Found it.
Yes.
Gnarly would insist on some of the family helping to offload the stuff, even though Foster's taking you back inside.
Yeah.
But a number of the a number of Mercer's men also insist on being part of it, and they're all showing a lot of steel today. And let's say that Last is still recovering from the brain damage you did to him.
Yep.
And I don't want to keep reusing Mill. So let's add a new name here. Pierre. Pierre is another one of just... No, you know what? Screw that. That's dumb. Wait, no. Balls is hurt, too. So, Pierre. That was great. Pierre is another one of Mercer's guys. You and he are sort of working side by side, along with Jack Abaca, to help unload the stuff from his big old raft boat. You know, Pierre says, So what happened? What happened out there? I thought we were going to get shot up.
Crap, what's the guy's name? Leader of Skullhead.
Rikara.
Some of Rikara's goons showed up with that big fucking tank that we stole. reappropriated, pardon me.
That is pretty awesome.
And they tried to blow up our fuel depot.
Does Mercer know?
No, we gotta, like, how long has it been since
his eyes just go wide, his face goes a little pale, he's like, I think I need to go. waves a couple of other guys over, and he runs back inside. Meanwhile, where are you during all this?
Probably, I mean, I can't see why I wouldn't be either in the workshop or with the children.
Okay. So... You hear a scream.
From?
The direction of the mess hall.
Okay. I'm going towards it.
You get into the mess hall, and do you remember Joe?
Yeah.
Joe is lying on a table.
Okay. When you say lying on a table,
like a dining hall table, like at a like a college or
but
a high
I mean,
school
like,
dining hall.
When he's
hall
lying table. On a table, is he completely incapacitated? Has he been thrown on a table? Or is he sprawled out on the table?
He's laid out. He looks like he's laid out on the table, and he is moaning softly.
Okay.
You can't tell if he's necessarily conscious. I mean, like, fully, you know, aware.
Okay. I guess I go up and... I mean, I don't really care about Joe in any way. Okay, I guess I try to... come closer, take a look at him. Is there anything wrong with his appearance?
Yeah. In fact, there is. It's pretty obvious. He's a bloody mess. His thumbs have been removed, as well as his ring finger on his left hand.
So his wedding ring finger.
Yeah, he's kind of like... And you see him... he moans at you, and at first, like, this, you see a trickle of blood down the side of his face. On closer inspection, his tongue has been cut out.
Okay.
He's bleeding pretty badly from his wounds.
Okay, I guess I try to bandage him with something, like part of my clothes or something.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Just so that, because there's blood everywhere.
he's making a mess.
Yeah. I mean, it probably wouldn't be good if he just died. I mean, I have to be there, you know, and probably shouldn't just let it happen. It's not like Kryn, where, like, it's plausible deniability. Like, Kryn... If I know Kryn is off killing him somewhere, I can just be like, okay, Kryn did his thing. But, I mean, if I'm watching him suffer there, I kind of have to do something.
He's... You know what? Here's the thing. I think you're acting under fire, and the fire is he bleeds out before you can get him wrapped.
Okay. And he bleeds out.
Well, there you go. And as so, you're trying to bandage him up, and a couple of the women, who evidently also heard, I guess it was him yelling, you know, before he sort of went in and out of consciousness. Show up and they see you, you know, hunched over him, and you know, you're covered in blood, he's covered in blood, and dead on the table. Let's say Lala. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. You killed Joe.
Shut up, no I didn't. Go get a surgeon.
A surgeon? Kryn?
Yeah, just doctor. Just go get doctor. Come on, go.
She runs off. Kryn shows up about 10 minutes later.
So there's no chance of...
No.
Okay.
No. Flanked by Lala, the other woman who you don't recognize, and... two members of the family, two men, again, that you don't recognize very well. They're, I guess you'd say, sort of tough-looking guys, but not, I mean, nobody really important. And, big fucker. What's going on here?
What took you so long?
I was busy.
Busy doing what?
The Lord's work.
Okay. Correct me if you're wrong. If I'm wrong, this is the Lord's work, right? For you, you're like a doctor. You do the angel things for the Lord.
I don't believe this man can be saved.
He could have been, maybe, if you were here 10 minutes ago.
No, I'm pretty sure he couldn't have been.
This is one of those metaphorical saved things. Okay, I mean, what should we do with this thing?
That's a good question. Certainly, people should observe how the wages of sin is death. It would be a shame to remove him before the lesson could be learned by all. This is also a sanitary issue. Perhaps we should move him.
Okay. What? I'm not sure how this works. What happens when people die here?
That's a good question, Found. What happens when people die here?
They get a nice ceremony, and we dump them into the river.
Oh, okay. So, the implication is that you'll just take the body and dump it in the river.
Okay. I can do that.
Lala is sort of staring at you and Kryn, horrified during this whole procedure, but as you and Kryn and the two other men are dragging, or actually carrying, you're all more than strong enough together to carry the body. Kryn is actually remarkably strong for his... He's a lot stronger than he looks. And he's sort of making conversation with you on the way. He says to you, I'm concerned.
What are you concerned about?
I once believed that all men whose bodies or minds were sinful could be cleansed, redeemed.
And this one was different?
He struggled. Even when I drugged him, he struggled. He didn't seem to approve of the cleansing process.
Well, gee, Kryn, you cut out his tongue.
He was saying things to that woman that are unacceptable.
Girl. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the part of him that was impure needed to be cleansed. But he resisted. And in the end, he was struggling too much. I couldn't properly stitch him up. So we carried him here to the mess hall, perhaps to serve it as an example to the family of what would happen if someone refused to be cleansed. I'm unsettled about it, though.
I'm a little unsettled, too. I'm gonna try and read him.
Yeah. Do that. Do that thing. And mark XP.
What does your character intend to do? And
let me answer that one first. I think what he intends to do is perhaps continue with his personal crusade. Perhaps change his method slightly.
What does your character wish I'd do?
Settle his unsettled sort of moral...
Quandary
here.
Kryn, there are some people in the world, I think, who, and I think you know this, who are just shitty. And it doesn't matter how much cleaning you do, it's just, you know, if there's nothing there in the first place, it's not gonna do anything. It's like trying to scrub a pile of mud.
So... The correct approach is to remove the pile of mud instead of attempting to cleanse it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it... Yeah. Yeah, that is actually what I'm saying. It's just easier sometimes to do something like that.
I see. And you think the Lord would approve? I mean, I should do all that I could to cleanse the individual.
I don't really have any opinions on what your Lord wants or thinks. I just know in my experience sometimes it's easier to just give up on a person. You know? And, you know, I'm not sure that exactly jives with, you know, Found's thing and your thing, but I mean, I really think it's the truth.
For someone who does not walk in the way of the Lord, you are wise beyond your years.
Thank you,
friend. I shall think on this. And
I appreciate that.
And that's the line where you all sort of swing the body into the river, splash. My work calls. I must take leave. Thank you again, Big Fucker.
You're welcome.
Thought of a scene I'd like to have. At some point, I would like to talk to Mercer about Ricard.
I think you should do that. So let's actually do that. You're probably doing that while all of this is going on, right? I mean, oh no, because you actually got healed up. So, yes, we'll do this shortly. But I think you would have gotten back to your... You're still sleeping off your hangover. You would have
actually,
got...
He should be talking to me right now, isn't he?
Yeah, actually, that whole thing goes on either before or after this thing with Kryn, because Kryn was also present there. It doesn't really matter. He was cleaning his tools either way.
Yeah.
I'm actually... been thinking about it, and I might have gone with Pierre to talk to Mercer rather than continue to oversee. They don't need my expertise to unload stuff as long as there's people who are doing it.
You know,
except that
I don't think
I think I did go and I visited Kryn too, and he gave me something for my wounds as well.
Yes, like, so we'll say that Pierre went off to talk to Mercer. I don't know as a member of the family if they would have wanted you to go into the compound anyway. I think you might have been turned away at the door. In fact, maybe you tried to, and they turned you away at the door. I don't... But I'd like to have him be the one... I'd rather have Absinthe be the one who breaks the news, because I think that's a little more interesting. Also, he did manage... sorry, I keep doing this. I'm so sorry. She did manage to break Shan's other boy toy. So, barring that, Eliza, you would have... what would you have done subsequent to the food and whatnot being unloaded?
And then after getting fixed up, probably gone back to the workshop, okay. I guess. Checked on, you know, the generators were online, the place hadn't burnt down while I was gone.
No, the place hasn't burned down at all. Three is there, as always. So she's sort of poring over some gadget or apparatus she's messing with. She like spins around when she hears you come in, jumps up, and runs over to you and like jumps in and gives you a big hug. Eliza, you're back.
Yes, good to see you too. I see you didn't burn the place down while I was gone.
Of course I didn't burn the place down. I ate some more of your food, though. None of the really valuable stuff, just some beans.
That's not there for eating, that's there for
well,
currency.
There was no food in Sunktown, so you got back.
Right, well there's going to be food now, but that's, you know, if... Did you get the hydroponics working?
I did. Well, once they killed my dad, then there was no big deal about hooking it up to the other generator.
They killed your dad?
Yeah, Big Fucker smashed his head in with a crowbar.
I did.
Okay. You don't seem too upset.
He was a jerk. And, well, oh, okay. And H, come over here. H. And H sort of stumbles out. And he kind of like, kind of gives you a weak little wave. And kind of stares at you blankly with his one good eye. So, yeah, we saved H. He's my half-brother.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Princey was going to take him to sell him in Skullhead or something.
Yeah, you should stay away from Princey.
Oh, he's dead too.
Okay, well. at least, who else has died?
She kind of like.
Well, if you can't think of it, it can't be anybody important.
No, I don't think anyone important died. Well, no one died where you guys were, right?
I don't think anyone died on our side.
Fight.
Yeah, the Ricard's goons tried to blow up the fuel depot. That would have been really bad news.
It would have. How would we run the generators with no fuel?
Well, we'd have to go out into their territory to, what was it, the dumps?
We haven't established what the other fuel source is. There is another fuel source.
I thought it had a name, but I
don't remember.
Like, I don't remember either. But yeah, we'd have to go out there. And
Let's say that actually it's the heart of the old ruined city, okay. Which is dangerous because it's a bunch of really tall, unstable buildings. But there's a ton of like old gas stations and stuff in there, and so they just raid that, you know. And while it's not all a bunch of gas in one place, does that make sense to everyone? Is that okay?
More convenient to them than it is.
It's just closer to them, so yeah. it's still safer than them going all the way out to the tanks.
Yeah, no, it would not be good. It would be very, very bad.
She puts her hand on your shoulder and says, "There's something important I need to talk to you about."
Okay.
She says, "I need you to turn off the machine." And it's weird because when she says that, you sort of hear those words inside your head at the same time she's speaking them.
Is the workshop still protected?
Well, you see, that's the problem.
No, I'm asking, like, can I still sense the
silence?
Hear,
no, it's dead silent.
Okay.
When I'm in here, now I didn't mess with it.
Good. That,
okay.
That's rude.
I didn't mess with that.
You saw what happened last time.
I know.
Dick Parker...
Well, I didn't mess with that.
Okay.
But I can't hear the angels' voices in here. They help me sleep.
Are you sure it's angels?
Oh, I'm pretty sure. They say really. They tell me important things. But in here, it's silent.
What kind of things do they tell you?
They give me ideas. Anyway, I need you to turn the machine off. It's really important.
You tell me to burn things.
I need you to turn the machine off. And again, you hear the voice inside your head. I'd like you to roll acting under fire. And the fire is... That little voice makes you want to turn the machine off.
Okay.
You may also want to turn the machine off, but it's still sort of unsettling.
So is she our first brainer?
I think she might be.
Perfect.
11.
Okay.
And that is spooky intense.
So you mark for that?
Yeah. I don't say it out loud. I just say back, I don't think I can turn the machine off.
Her eyes lock on you. Are you sure?
I don't think it would be safe.
Oh, I'm sure it would be safe. She kind of says, look, it's going to be totally safe because the angels tell me they're going to protect us. Plus, isn't there something important you built the machine for? I mean, don't you want to see what it does?
Yes.
This might also be a time... well, I don't know. You could read a person if you wanted.
Okay.
I mean, at any point during this conversation. I think this is charged enough.
Yeah. Let's see. That is... Oh, sure. I have any good at that. And a 10.
All right. Ask away and mark.
All right. Is she telling the truth?
She definitely wants you to turn that machine off.
How could I get her to change her mind?
That is a good question. That is a very good question.
That's the only other one that's not obvious.
Distract her.
Okay.
She's still like 14.
And what does she intend to do?
Oh, that's a good question. I think... if not sufficiently distracted, she'll probably eventually get up the steam to do it herself.
That's what I was afraid of.
So please,
there are more important things right now than fiddling with the machine, and if I do it half-cocked, we could have another protrusion.
I thought of a scene I want to have now.
We'll totally do that, but I've got a couple over here and one over here that need to happen first.
Huh? Oh, I didn't mean now. I mean, like,
oh, I know.
Now I have an idea.
I'm trying to order things so that everyone kind of gets a.
Yeah.
And we need to get
out. It's like
you can sleep outside the workshop.
What?
You sleep outside the workshop. We need to get the fuel unloaded and put in. We got all the food. I've got a new tank. Did you see the tank?
I haven't seen the tank.
I'm going to need your help to fix that.
Oh,
they did a terrible job. We need.
Oh, can we put it up with the? Can we? I have this idea for this elevator where we can like bring the fuel tank up the side to the generator,
mm-hmm.
so that we can just keep it running. So we can just lower it down and fill it up and bring it back up.
That sounds like a good idea.
Oh, we should totally work on that.
Well, the other thing that we need to do is we need to get I need to get the gun finished because I finally got all the parts for that.
Well, I suppose I can work on the elevator and the tank.
Okay.
Oh, because I want to get the hydroponics working at full capacity.
That would be good. That would mean that we don't have to rely solely on Jackabacca.
Well, we can't just eat meat, right? We need some fresh veg too.
That's true.
Okay. Okay.
So you see, there's lots of things we need to do that are super high priority.
And a couple of my brothers will help me with some like the heavy lifting.
Okay.
I really would like to get some more medicine for H, though. I think we should just...
Doesn't Kryn have any more? Oh, no, I think he was saying he was about out.
I know. What if I went to market and got... I could spread the word. Do you have some jingle?
Assuming she hasn't actually used one, I've got two bartered.
No, she hasn't. Yeah. She was telling the truth about not eating the really valuable stuff.
Some of that is left over from making the gun.
Sure.
Or not.
It was
not,
your surplus.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, I had three left, and I gave two back. That's one barter to make a gun. That's pretty good.
So,
three counting parts.
So are you willing to... make it known that you want a thing and drop some jingle to spend it to speed it on its way?
Yeah, I think getting...
You've tried this trick before.
Our angel back into working condition might not be a bad thing.
All right. Why don't you do that? That's a move. It's a barter move. So roll plus barter spent.
Oh, okay. I'm just going
to
spend
one. She can be your proxy in this particular adventure.
Wow, I am rolling hotcakes today. That's a 10.
Nice. Well, on a 7 to 9, on a 10 plus, it comes to you, no strings attached. So that medicine, she will be able to find some medicine when she goes out into the market. Good job.
Oh, well, and you know what? The last perk I took was adding life support to my workshop, so...
So you could even do it. You don't even have to go to Kren. That might be a good idea. Can I tell you a story about not making the prime directive? Make the characters' lives not boring. I think I'm doing okay. All right, so she grabs the cash. She grabs a little bag. It's got a can of pineapple
leave some of
trinkets.
It.
Well, you gave her one martyr.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying as she's doing it, leave some of it. We're going to need some for other things in the future.
She's like,
just take a
gotcha, little. Boss. Yeah. She and then she walks towards the door, and you hear sort of like you hear it's too low for you to hear, and then H sort of perks up and sort of. Shambles after her, but she didn't actually say anything. So, you're going to see Mercer.
Mm-hmm.
You and Balls have gotten reasonably fixed up, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to go with Balls, or would you like to go alone?
I actually would like to go
alone. Okay. You head up and everybody sort of waves you in like you're the hero of the tanks, you know, like they knew something happened.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a hover tank.
True.
Although by this point it may be speeding around the marsh in the dark. There's a certain drug hocus on it. So actually, can someone hook me up with a slice of the onion?
Sure.
Because that would be fabulous. Is this the one that has the cheese in the crust?
Mm-hmm. Did they do that on the pepperoni, too?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It's still really good.
Mm. So, yeah, Rourke isn't there today. Mm-hmm. You get waved in the room. Chancellor.
Mercer there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's Mercer's boardroom, I mean.
Right.
He and Shan are there. Mercer's got a bottle of whiskey or something hard. He's got a couple of shot glasses lined up. Two of them are empty.
Hello.
Shan is just looking at you. She's relatively impenetrable, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kid. So, heard there was some trouble.
Yeah, we need to talk, Mercer.
Yeah, we do.
Ricara's getting out of hand. He had men there who were going to blow up the tanks.
He kind of takes a glass and he hands it to you. He puts it over by you and says, sit down. Blow up the tanks.
Yes.
What the hell is he thinking, man? What the hell is he thinking?
I don't know, but... You need to solve it.
You know, we haven't seen any of his guys here in a week.
Well, maybe that's because they're going around the marsh fucking up all our assets.
So do you think they'll attack us here? Or do we need to take the fight to them? Why am I asking you? Of course you're going to say take the fight to them.
That's right.
Look, we have a bunch of starving people here, and if he's going around the marsh blowing up our stuff while we're not there, this is his next target. Our people have barely eaten.
I believe you, but there's some shit going down here, man. Shan, tell him. She kind of tell her. So I keep doing this. I don't know why. I have no problem with it. I almost never have a problem with this. Shan sort of like she kind of walks over and sits down next to you. You and I need to have a talk.
Okay.
But first, Found's getting a little big for his britches. I have people. I hear things.
What do your people hear?
It's hard to say. He's a private man. He keeps to himself. But I think he's looking to make a move of some kind.
Well.
And I need... We need his men. We need his medic. But there have been strange things lately. Word was there was a murder. People showing up mutilated. Crazy stuff. No one will say anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me worry.
Well, you know, a few people dying here and there is not going to look like a whole lot when they're gunning down our people in the streets.
And having a second hostile force in Sunk Town when Ricara's men hit is not going to help us win. I need a man on the inside. Let's put it this way. You find me a man on the inside, and I'll forgive you for breaking another one of my toys.
Let's alter the deal. I find you a man on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And Mercer, you man up and keep down the man on the outside. And you give me back.
He looks
your
genuinely
toy.
Hurt. You give me back what? Sorry.
Your new boy toy. I don't know what the fuck you did to Balls. But I don't like it.
Mercer says absinthe. He takes the bottle and he just takes a swig of the bottle. He's like, look. You have no idea how hard my job is.
That's true.
You're right, man. You're right. Shan looks at him and says, hey, easy. She's a hothead. She didn't know what she's talking about.
I have several bullet holes in my torso that suggest that I know what I'm talking about. You know, have you ever, when was the last time you had a beam of plasma crackling by your head? Either of you, just out of curiosity. I see you in this boardroom a lot.
Ooh, you're really trying to get a riled up, aren't you? I like this. I like this a lot. Shan is staring at you. If looks could kill, you'd have holes bored through your head at this point. dodging the eye lasers. No, I think you need. I think shit. So here's a question for you. Do you want to read either of them at this point?
I'm attempting to manipulate Mercer.
That's what I thought. So
should I?
You're trying to get him.
First? I suppose I probably should.
Well, you're really more talking to Shan, to be honest with you. Mercer is.
Yeah, but I'm aiming for
Mercer. That's true.
Talk through a person.
Now, I'd like to read
Mercer. Okay, go ahead. Do it. And mark.
For reading?
No, sorry, you're hot and cool. Never mind. Don't mark.
9, 10.
Alright. Ask away.
Ask away. I practically already know my question. I just need to know how to word it. Wait, that's the situation. No wonder I couldn't find the question. How can I get your character, Mercer, to Bring the hammer down on Rikara.
You're halfway there. You're embarrassing him in front of his woman. You really should read a sitch. You can do that now, too, if you'd like.
Okay. 9 again.
There's an important question that you need to ask.
Right. Yeah, I believe it.
Which enemy is most vulnerable to me? I don't know, that's the question, but that's the one I'm asked.
Mercer. Is, okay. I mean, as far as enemies go, sure. I mean, if you want to call him an enemy, Mercer is your most vulnerable right now. So, do you have any other questions you want for Mercer, since you have 2 more? Actually, you have a couple more on that one, too, don't you?
I got a 9.
Okay.
Desk 1.
You read him so you could read his sitch better.
But now he's bonus on.
Yes.
He's vulnerable. I would say, like I said, you're halfway there. The answer to your other question, you're halfway there. You've embarrassed him. You just have to get through Shan.
Okay.
Because I will tell you, you don't even have to ask. She's clearly in control here.
Right. Maybe you can do something, Shan.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like he might not be wearing the man pants here exactly. So maybe you can strong arm Rikara, send your boys after him.
All right. Okay, so you need to roll hot here, but...
Yes. That's my objective. My whole objective in this scene. 7.
Really? I think... You gonna add that +2 you got?
Oh,
from
right. 9.
There you go. Not that it matters, but...
Yes.
So, he's gonna need some concrete assurance. So he's actually standing up and glaring at you now. He's still got the bottle of booze in his hand. He's slightly unsteady on his feet. Just look. Shan and I are partners. Okay? I tell the men where to go. She takes care of the other stuff. Maybe... you can find her the man she wants on the inside of the family. I'll take your advice.
Mercer, if you will handle Rikara, I will handle the family. To the best of my ability.
Shan? I don't think she can do it, but... sure, let her do that. While the rest of us go commit suicide. Great idea, let's do this. She kind of walks away and goes out a side door. Where she says, Absinthe, you really pissed me off today. I want you out of my sight for the next week.
I'll be undercover.
If we survive, maybe we'll have a beer. Maybe they'll just punch you. I don't even know. Get out of here. Sits back down, takes a big swig, and just...
And, actually, there's another scene that I'm going to need to have at some point.
Which is
perhaps tonight, perhaps not.
Which is?
With Fanny.
With Fanny. Nice.
I have my move.
Which is?
An arresting Skinner.
I like it.
I'm doing it too.
Yeah, when I remove a piece of clothing or someone else's clothing, actually.
Oh, really? Someone else's clothing?
Yeah, it could be a piece of my clothing or their clothing, but I'm taking my clothing.
Everyone just stares.
They can't do anything but watch. I command their absolute attention.
I was thinking about that one.
I like it,
but I don't wear enough clothes.
No, you do not. Though it would work.
Like, loses that strip poker.
So, you said you had a scene that you wanted... Did you say you had a scene you wanted to do? You have another one that you wanted to do.
I thought mine was going to come after Eliza's.
Okay. So what was the scene that you wanted?
Well, I need to talk to Eliza about stuff.
Okay. Yeah, why don't we do that? Is that okay? We'll get to you.
It's fine.
Though my hope is instead of running into Eliza, I'll run into three. Really.
Okay. Well, then let's just say you run into three.
Okay.
She's been going back and forth between... Liza's been in her workshop working on something special for, like, since she got back. Three has been going back and forth. Beast fucker!
Three! How are you doing?
She's like... Pretty good. H is tagging along behind her. He always seems to tag along behind her.
So, how are you doing since I killed your dad?
Damn.
I don't mean that in any mean way. I just, you know.
Less upset about it than my brother.
I know. I felt really bad about that.
I'm really glad you didn't kill him.
Yeah. Well, me too. He's a good guy. It's kind of...
So are you. My dad was kind of a jerk.
Yeah, he was. And I'm glad that you see that, Bree. You're a bright girl.
Well, now I'm the big cheese farmer of Sunktown.
I've heard.
It's exciting. And I get a new tank, and I'm building a new elevator. It's going to take the fuel up to the top of the roof so that we can just keep the generator working all the time.
So it sounds like things have been exciting at the lab.
Well, Eliza's buried in a project. But,
she does that, you know. I'm actually looking for her. Have you seen her around?
Well, she's in her lab. She's working on the thing.
The thing?
The gun.
Oh, that, yeah.
It's
supposed to be a secret. Oh,
sorry. I'm very bad at keeping secrets.
It's okay.
Was that actually in the specs?
A little.
Okay.
She's just in the lab.
Okay. Well, I got a question for you.
Okay. What is it?
I've been thinking. Do you remember, a couple weeks back, we were all in the lab and, you know, they're turned on this machine that was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
And that machine, oh, I hate that machine.
Why'd you hate it?
What? Well...
Why'd you hate it?
Eliza won't turn it off, and I can't hear the angels when the machine is on. Not in the lab. But I work in the lab most of the time. So, like, I don't know, it's weird. I don't sleep real well.
I'm going to try to pass off. My character's going to try to pass off like he didn't just hear her say something nuts.
Well, then you're acting under fire, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going for. And I fail. By like a balls.
Hacky sack.
She looks at you and she says... You think I'm strange, don't you? She like the, and you hear it inside your head as she's kind of leaning into you. She says, I don't know if I like you anymore. And then you
little brainer!
You hear a ringing in your ears, and it gets louder and louder.
Well, that's what I tell her.
What do?
You little, just that. You little brainer, you little bitch. No, it's cute. I like it.
The ringing stops. she kind of smacks you. She's like, "What are you even talking about?"
Everyone here is so. Things going on, man. You should talk to Kryn. Don't talk to Kryn.
Why not?
Sometimes, have you ever talked to a person and you think that they might just be completely fucking nuts, but you don't really... You're not exactly sure. You really are, but you're just too lazy to really do anything about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a few times. She's like, my dad was completely fucking nuts. My mom. My mom was completely fucking nuts. That's why we had to kill her. I mean, she tried to stab a bunch of us, really. But that's whatever. That's old stories. But yeah, totally. Like sometimes I think Eliza's the only sane one around here.
Sometimes I think that too, which is part of the reason I have to talk to Eliza.
Well, go ahead. I gotta go because the
machine.
Elevator. What about it? Yeah, we need to turn it off. Actually, I want to turn it off, but then I want to turn it on because I think that I could hear the angels better if we turned it on the other way. Like before.
Like, I mean, that was a little freaky, when it was on when I was in there the first time.
Not quite like that. Look, I have some ideas. Like, I think if I could be in there, sitting in it.
I mean, that may be kind of dangerous.
I don't know
about that.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. Eliza's being stubborn about it. I have other work to do. So it's just going to have to wait, I guess. And she sort of...
Maybe I can talk to Eliza.
Well, that'd be great. And then she sort of skips off. Would you like to have that conversation?
I would.
Hey, Eliza. The big fucker just walked in.
Hey, that's, how is your...
That's, convenient, because I was actually hoping to fiddle with the machine while 3 was not around.
So we're all on the same wavelength.
I'm not sure about that.
Not even a
little. Hey, that's big fucker, not me.
No. I'm saying that out of character.
Okay.
But
so, how was your trip? I mean, noon was weird. When
Jakar's goons tried to blow up the depot, and
the depot,
fuel depot.
Really. That's bold.
Yeah, I think we need to do something about that.
Yeah. I didn't realize things had escalated at all, really. Like that.
Well, I think Pierre talked to Mercer, but they wouldn't let me in to make sure, because, you know, I'm associated with family, and I guess they're scared about something that found it or something. I don't know what's going on. But we need to get that resolved.
Okay.
But, I was just about to do a thing. Do you mind sticking around? Last time, I had some trouble with the machine. You were able to fix it.
I was actually here to talk to you about the machine. Among
not
other
you
things.
Two.
Well,
I'm not going to turn it off.
I was just talking with 3, who, by the way, has some psychic shit going on. Did you know that?
I'm gonna try and speak to her the same way I was speaking to 3 and see if it works at all.
Speak to...
To Big Fucker. And
you just sort of stared at Big Fucker. Unless you've got a new move.
No, I don't. Okay.
Unless it stares at you oddly.
And I'm gonna be like... Is there something?
I'm not sure.
No, it's definitely just 3. She was in my head earlier.
She was in my head.
Can you hear the silence in here?
There,
I don't know how attuned you are to the maelstrom.
I think there's a certain stillness in the air here.
It's weird in here. Don't get me wrong. It freaks me out a little bit.
This is the only place that is, like, quiet anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, this is the opposite of... Oh.
The maze, the hole, any of those places.
The hole.
And it's not just quiet, you know, outside. It feels quiet.
Right.
Inside, you know?
But, and maybe that's just why I could hear her over the quiet. But I could definitely talk to her without talking. And it's
no,
not
that's
me.
Just her. She's just...
Okay, well then...
No, I talked to her.
Did she look like she was on her way further out or coming back?
Further out. Oh, yeah. She drove me here.
I'm worried. I'm not sure I believe in angels.
I definitely don't believe in angels. And, jeez.
Alright, well, if something coalesces again, will you crush it?
Oh, yeah.
Time?
No, I would be happy to.
I'm,
are you going to do augury?
Yeah.
Roll augury.
Woo! 12!
Choose.
Alright, so,
I've got the move right here. I'm looking at it.
I'm going to open a window into the world psychic maelstrom. Can I pick where to look? Or is that...
I think it'll be defined by... Well, tell me what you want, maybe?
I want to look at, Jakara.
Rikara, you mean?
Rikara, yeah.
Ooh, so you're going to aim it at him?
Yeah.
Her, it, what we don't really know yet. Sure, alright.
And then for the second part, I get to pick two.
Two.
And I was going to go with two and three. It reaches deep into the world's psychic maelstrom, and it reaches broadly throughout the world's psychic maelstrom. Because I'm trying to find something specific and something this far away.
But it's not stable and contained.
Nope.
And this is why I like moves in Apocalypse World. So, okay. So here is what happens. Oh, I think you're going to... I think to do this sort of augury, you're going to have to hook your head... You're going to have to hook yourself up to the machine. So why don't you describe how that happens?
I know what I'm looking for. So, the machine is cobbled together like old dumb terminal, and it's half encased in a fridge for refrigeration, and there's the crazy glow lamp relic I have, like, shining the whole area in, like...
And the wire mesh where the thing materialized last time.
To control it, I'm using, like, a power glove and, like, other equipment that has basically encapsulated my arms. I think I may have either, like, some encephalograph arrays.
I need something on your head or in front of your eyes, yeah.
And probably, like... A couple on the chest too, and just like all wired in.
I'm picturing this tiny woman covered in like.
I wish I could remember. There's an episode of Babylon 5 where this like hacker, not really hacker, but like techno mage person, like basically. Meshes with the wiring of the station, and like,
all right, you are, what you see, so you're actually, this is connecting right to your brain, and it's like being in a virtual reality, so it's like being in your normal into the maelstrom, but it's more real in some ways. It's almost like you sort of feel yourself physically standing there, and, the sort of, and remember that your machine has sort of cables and wires that go up through the storm to whatever's beyond. And you are wired into a clump at the base. Like, you can see, like, just in the maelstrom, your normal body, but it's like you've got stuff plugged into you all over the place. It's from this knot of stuff. And the fog that's normally there clears for you. And so you can see much, much, much more clearly than you could otherwise. And so you turn towards Skullhead, and here is what you see. You sense Shazza, in fact. Shazza in the maelstrom looks like a giant shambling mound of, like, old computer parts. You know what I mean? Like, because, you know, not the way, like, he looks like a suit of like a knight or suit of armor or a big robot. You know, you look like something mechanical. He's the sort of shambly mass, and you see him turn towards you, and like you can sort of sense that like he senses something. He can feel you staring at him, and you see these sort of the sort of activity at Skullhead, and when you peer closer, you're almost blinded because do you remember that piercing dot?
Mm-hmm.
There's five.
Mm.
None of them are moving, but and just surrounded by sort of a flowing mass of humanity, and Skullhead, the fortress at Skullhead is what it looks to you from here. It looks like an impenetrable steel cube. You can't see inside it. But
does it have cables going up into the sky?
No,
coming from it.
No, it's as if it was shielded or walled off in some way. You see, something dark and cloudy starting to form around the machine. It sort of starts to take shape, but it's not a recognizable shape. It's wrong somehow. The angles, the perspective, it's very, to you know, give a description that's not from within Apocalypse World. It's very H.P. Lovecraft.
Non-Euclidean geometry.
All the non-Euclidean geometry. Yes.
All right.
Indescribable, if you will.
Ooh. Does it look tangible at all?
The longer you stare at it, the more you think it might be tangible. It's hard to say.
Oh man, I can't really read a sitch.
You can totally read a sitch. You want to read
a sitch?
You know
what? I will read a sitch.
Why don't you do that?
And try to figure out what the hell.
We'll get you some XP.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Six.
Everything's fine.
Everything's okay.
You know what
we're
it
all
is?
Fine here.
You try to. You're sort of mesmerized by the motion of it. And before you sort of after a couple of seconds, you realize that you actually hypnotized by the motion, and that actually several tendrils of it have sort of stretched across the floor and are wrapping themselves around your leg. What do you do?
I freak the fuck out.
You do, in fact, freak the fuck out.
And I'm going to try to yank my leg away. Not in
I
a
think
very...
you're seizing your leg by force. So what do you think?
Sure. 11.
Okay. So you. What would you? How would you do it? Would you just pull your leg away, or are you actually going to try to like?
I'm going to try and just like, kind of rip them off if I can.
Good.
And
pick however many, three, I guess.
I take definite hold of my leg.
Yep.
I suffer a little harm.
You do.
And I dismay my enemy, or whatever out of those three you want it to be.
Sure. So you actually tear the tentacles off, and they begin to that sort of that, and they actually feel sort of spongy and rubbery. But you pull and they tear free, and the ends. It's not like they're bleeding, but
like unraveling, or
it's as if a half liquid, half vapor was spilling from the end of them. And then remember last time that black stuff sort of evaporated. The tentacles you sort of feel them shrinking in your hand, and then they sort of are evaporating that cloud of thing, and you see the. By the way, that's 2 XP if you didn't mark, because you were both sharp and hard today.
Oh snap, that's true.
Yeah. And the thing retreats, but you now notice that Eliza is...
I'm adding to my sharp too. That's what I'm doing with my roll.
Can you... Oh, you actually... That's your 6 advance, is you're adding sharp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're taking the +1 to any stat max 3?
Yep.
Okay.
You sure you
want to do that right now? Oh, wait, no, it's my fifth. Never mind.
I thought that was your sixth advance.
This is your sixth advance.
Yeah, you can totally take something from below the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to just wait on that.
You dig first.
You don't have to take it now.
All right, I want...
Yeah. Eliza, your vision suddenly goes dark. And you feel like you are, like something is starting to like wrap itself around you, like it's a little harder to breathe, and you know, your vision's going, like there's a mist coming in front of your vision.
Is there anything I can do about this?
Sure.
Without, like, coming out of the machine?
I think you could re-stitch.
Okay, I'll do that.
Figure out what the hell's going on.
10.
10, all right. Ask Mark XP and ask your questions.
All right, what should I be on the lookout for?
What's going on back in the material world?
Okay,
clearly. That's something you sense. Like you focus on it, and you can sort of feel the leathery things twining themselves around your body.
Who's in control here?
You still are.
Okay. Like three questions I still want to ask.
Pick one.
I know. I don't suppose I could ask how instead of which enemy is most vulnerable to me.
No.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to ask which enemy is most vulnerable to me.
The machine is most vulnerable to you because you understand it the best.
And that's the actual real machine, not the
real machine.
Okay. Then I think I'm going to turn it off.
And then there's just stuff goes poof. And you see Eliza just collapse.
And I'm going to run up and grab Eliza. Dramatically.
Which happens, sure.
Alright.
Well, that was harrowing.
Are you okay? What happened?
I don't know. What happened?
I'm not sure how accessible Skullhead is.
What did he see?
It looked like a giant cube. It's not connected to anything. It's walled off.
Like a Borg cube? Like a...
Sure. but, like... I don't know. I mean... And... I'm not sure Shaza is real.
What do you mean Shaza is not real?
Like, when I look at people the other way, they still kind of look like people. They don't look like monsters.
And Shaza...
And he looked like... a monster made out of discarded computer parts and refuse.
So...
And... I saw something else. I don't know what it was. But
wait.
I saw it at the tanks, and there's five of them at least at Skullhead.
Five of what?
Lights.
Five lights.
I don't know. I couldn't get a good look at them. What did you see?
I just saw the tentacle. There were
tentacles.
Well, no.
One tentacle?
No, there was a tentacle and it was on me and it was on my leg and it was really gross.
We'll talk about it.
Does his leg look okay?
It's fine.
Okay. There's like no marks or anything.
No.
All of
the leg hair is gone from part of Big Fucker's leg. Oh, are you wearing jeans?
Am I wearing like boy shorts?
No, you know, you're wearing long jeans.
Okay.
It's gone, but it didn't go up your leg.
You know what?
That way.
One of my legs of my jeans is missing.
No. When you
take off my pants.
Yeah, all the leg hair is gone from where it. Yeah. But you would know that.
Did I do that? I can't remember.
Why would I only shave one leg?
I just look at the post.
And the skin is just ever so slightly like red, like it's slightly irritated.
Yeah.
Like you've been exfoliated.
Which is, once again, why would I only do one leg? Are you okay, though? I mean.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I think this machine is going to have to stay off for a little while. It's not. I don't think it's going to be strong enough to keep whatever it is out. And until I know what's going on, I don't want three messing with it.
I mean, this has been. I mean, it's not. I guess. Are you sure he's not a person, Shaza?
I didn't say he wasn't a person. I just. Not sure.
How metaphorical are these things usually? When you have, you know.
I don't know. I mean,
I know you do this shit. You phase out on people.
I don't see him dying. I can see everybody else dying. I don't see him dying. That's weird. He's not put together like people are supposed to be put together.
Huh.
It's
I guess the more interesting question is who else isn't put together.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this before?
Nobody looks like him either.
Hmm?
Nobody looks like that either.
What does Pound look like? I thought he looked
Robot Knight.
Yeah, he's like a mecha. He is solid armored, you know. Like I said, you look like the inside of Luke Skywalker's arm. You know, like all exposed mechanical parts and like articulated joints.
Ooh, I just thought of a weird place that could go. Okay,
I was just assuming that Found looked more complete.
Yeah, but like no one really kind of looks like that,
right?
Yeah,
but that's okay. He's just more complete.
Never mind that. This is happening out of band. Then forget it.
Is it okay to have it off, though? I mean, I know.
Well,
I mean,
we can't
be honest.
Just
wanted it off.
We just can't just stay in my workshop all the time, and.
Well, we already kind of do that.
Not all the time. I've got a tank to fix, and I can't do that inside the workshop.
I
want to
see the tank. I want to hear every what happened out. You know, and. You know, what? Why was Newton so much... You know, obviously I killed his dad, I mean. But, what happened out there?
Well, he kind of tried to get a little bit ahead in his training and blew a huge hole in one of the tanks and, like, halfway sabotaged our whole mission before we even got out there and found out that Rikar's men were definitely doing a little bit more than just sabotage, as in, like, permanent destruction. I don't know, you know? Different people react to loss of family members differently. I mean...
And, what happened with you out there? How was Jakobaga?
He's good. He's still married to... What's her name?
What's her name?
I don't know that we actually know what her name is.
We actually don't know what her name is.
If you did, I'd like to think you would call her what's her name.
Yeah, I kind of figured that too. I figured that was in character.
You guys caught up?
Yeah. It was fine. I mean... It's complicated.
I'm gonna call time a little bit on this scene. Okay. Is there something you guys, either one of you, wanted to get to here?
I was going to make a move on Eliza.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, no, then proceed.
No,
proceed.
I can do that later. I want Duncan to be able to get his stuff out.
Okay, we can cut back to this. Yeah. That's fine. So, would you go over to see Found immediately?
Probably in the morning.
In the morning. Excellent. So here's what happens.
Oh, nice.
So here's what happens. Okay. You head back to your quarters, I assume. Okay. It's strangely quiet. There you go. That's exactly what happened. So it's strangely quiet, and when you get to the room, like, you get to the hallway where you guys, that basically serves as a barracks.
Mm-hmm.
Mill, who is supposed to be on guard duty, is passed out on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You can see her chest moving, so she's not dead. There's no visible signs of damage.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I kick her a couple times. No, lightly. I mean, not like.
She doesn't stir. Her breathing is labored. She's very slow.
I pick her up.
Like, just pick her up? Pick her up? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if I can't pick her up, I'll...
No, like, no, I mean, she's heavier than you, but you're pretty strong.
Drag thing.
Okay. She's breathing evenly, at least.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take her to her bunk.
Okay.
I assume I know what it is.
You do. She shares a small room. You're one of the few women who will share a room with men.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you and Balls are in the same office cubicle, I guess. But she's got a small room with another woman who's out on duty, I guess, right now. So her room is dark. You turn the light on, no one's in here.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just put her in her bed and look for somebody else to put on guard duty.
Okay. She was supposed to be guarding this floor tonight. So
mm-hmm.
Odds are there isn't anyone else up here. Do you want to go find somebody else?
Nah. I'll take one, I assume there's probably some kind of circuit that we do on guard duty every once in a while to make sure everything's in place. But I just want to take a quick look around.
Okay.
Make sure there's nothing crazy going
on. There's nothing crazy. The lights are off in all the rooms. Are you gonna, like, you gonna turn all the lights on and everything like that? Just peek around the floor? Yeah. Are you trying to be particularly quiet about it? No?
All right. I'm trying to be loud, in fact.
Oh, okay, good. Good.
Clunking around.
You don't see anything out of the ordinary.
Okay. Well, then I'll go back to my room.
Okay. So you get into your room, do you flick the lights on? There's a red glow coming in through the... Okay, so you flick the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you see is Ball's bunk faces the door, typically.
Mm-hmm.
Ball's is asleep on his bunk, and you can see fresh bandages and stitching where he was busted up from getting shot before,
mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. Because the last time you saw him, he didn't have that on him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, so you have to go around the cubicle to the other side where your bed is.
Mm-hmm.
And Kryn is there. And he's just looking at you.
Good evening. Any particular reason you're in my room, Kryn? My wound is still open, but you know. What can you do, right?
I'm here to do the Lord's work. He just sort of stands there looking at you. Two burly looking guys that you recognize from the family, but you have no idea what their names are, sort of step out from behind cubicles on either side. What do you do?
see that you appear to have already done the Lord's work, which I'm not sure involves burly men, but you know, it looks like you bandaged
Lord works in mysterious ways.
Paul's needed additional medical attention. He's sleeping soundly.
Yeah, you did excellent work. It looks very professional.
It is my calling to heal and to cleanse infirmity, sickness, sin.
You never told me what my sin was. You said I didn't have one. Or you said some people didn't have one.
Oh, no, 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 no. You have... You have much sin.
Which one?
Perhaps more than most.
You can't leave a girl hanging.
Lust. Wrath.
Maybe.
I could cleanse you of your sin. He produces a small scalpel. Says, no charge. For an old friend. And he puts the scalpel back in his pocket.
Look, I've actually been thinking. I wanted to break this news to Found, not you. But I've been thinking about joining the family.
I don't think that would be possible in your current state. You cause too much difficulty for Found. He is... A
Will is leaning closer and closer and smiling devilishly.
He is as close to perfection as any of us can hope to be, but no man is completely free from temptation, and you are a constant source of that temptation. I could fix that.
No!
Is it a sin?
He takes a step towards you.
To be with his spouse?
No, it is never a sin for a man to be with his spouse, but you are married to another man, and Found is not married.
I was told he could annul such marriages. Oh, him. He's perfect.
You mock me.
I'm sorry. It was
no,
a semantic thing.
No, Found must be protected from... I would not be able to be sure unless you were properly cleansed. And properly cleansed, you're not fit to be a wife for any man.
Well, this is cleansing.
You'll be cleansed as I was cleansed.
How are you cleansed? I say squinting. Can I read him?
Yes. Like please, 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 please. Move.
Woo!
Hi.
All of it.
My name is Renia Webbs.
So that is a whopping 11.
Okay. Ask away.
What does your character intend to do?
Remove your sexual organs. Primary and secondary.
Secondary?
Yeah. The boobies.
Not comfortable with that. Okay. I'm leaving. So, I'm going out of my cubicle, down the hall, down the stairs, and to a barracks room filled with burly men.
You can totally do that.
Maybe even plus one.
No, that's from reading a stitch. He has not read a stitch yet. You could read a stitch.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I would allow you to do that right now.
Okay, yeah, sure. This is relevant and helpful.
It is.
I will read a situation. Yeehaw!
8.
What's my best escape route?
Well, if you're going to use the other move, you don't actually need to ask that because you just name it. Oh,
okay.
All.
Yeah,
that's
suppose that's
gonna
true.
Help.
What should I be on the lookout for?
That is a good question. The two goons aren't much of a threat. You could take either of them in a fight. Probably both.
Cool.
Kryn is also not much of a threat. He couldn't overpower you. You're carrying Big John. However, Kryn is... You cannot see his left hand. And you suspect from Mill's condition that it's got, that he has a chill stab on him, which would knock you out if he hit you with it.
Okay.
He says... You sort of glance around. He says to you, "There is no escape. You can leave now, but you can't get away from me forever. The Lord is persistent."
Good night, Kryn.
And downstairs and out. Did you mark the other
down
one?
Down and out. It was all sharp.
Oh, it's right, it was all sharp. So down and out, what do you got?
It was cool that time.
Yeah.
A minimum of 11.
Ah,
depending
okay.
on whether or not
then
it's
you're
acting
gone.
On your suggestions, in which case it might have been 13.
Oh, no, it is. You're right, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I will
I'm
say
sure.
13. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
same
exactly.
Thing. Yeah, you book it faster than they can move. So, you're out, and you are downstairs in the barracks with a bunch of other guys.
Hey, boys.
Absinthe, what are you doing here?
Did you know that the Angel Kryn is a crazy fucking person?
You know, now that you point it out, probably.
I'm not gonna say he said this or anything. But he basically implied that he wanted to remove my sex organs.
That would be a damn shame. Those are
right?
Some fine sex organs.
I know.
Somebody tosses you a beer.
Anyways, I'm sure it'll make you guys more comfortable, but it will certainly make me more comfortable. I'm sleeping here tonight.
They kind of all look at each other and like, who are we to argue? You sleep in the nude, right?
Probably sleep in my clothes.
Nah, I probably
that's pretty
yes.
much the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, since it's pretty much the same thing.
On pajamas and you're actually wearing more clothes.
I like to think pajamas are like a fuzzy, like, thong. Made out of like the slippery
materials.
No, I
probably put on more clothes. Sleep.
You got little guns on your pajamas.
Yeah.
Well, pajamas are probably just like those like really fluffy like booties and that's it.
Sure. I sleep in the nude. I don't care. However, if a couple of you could come help me get balls out of the abandoned floor. And also, for that matter, Mill, because apparently he's going around unconsciousing people.
You left them up there with him?
Whoa!
What is he doing here? How did he get in?
Hey, that's a good question. So there is at least one unconscious guard. Some of you guys want to come, like, beat the shit out of some people with me?
Did you have to ask?
All right.
Oh, so now you've got two or three dudes. I mean, you got to give these guys names. I thought you would never ask. All right, we'll just say you've got Monk and Norvell with you. No, you know what? Like, Pierre is there. Forget that. Monk and Pierre.
He needs more screen time. Barely even seen him at all this season.
He's going to play a big part in season 2, though.
Yeah. So you and Pierre, the rest of them go scour the first floor and the entryways.
Mm-hmm.
You and Monk and Pierre walk back upstairs. And Kryn is just sitting there on your bed with his hands in his lap. I knew you would return. Who are your friends?
It's Monk and Pierre. Anyways, we're just here to keep the other people from getting their sex organs removed, and, you know.
I had no intention to do anything to these other two individuals. They have not transgressed, to my knowledge.
It seemed to me like
he stands up and starts walking towards you slowly.
I want to pull out Big John.
You pull out Big John.
Point it in his face. And, in fact, go aggro.
I think you're going aggro. And so... And his last words are...
You wouldn't dare. Sunktown needs me. I'm the angel.
When you kill someone... Well, why don't you roll?
Plus
nine?
Three?
Nine.
However, that was the you do get the plus two from having read the sitch, since it was specifically about him being a threat to you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to call that an 11. Even on a 9, he would have sucked it up and taken it. Because he does not believe that you were going to shoot him. When you kill someone, what goes through your mind?
I'm going to have to clean that up. Well, that's what goes through my mind this time. It's
okay.
In my room.
Does it surprise you that he just walks into it?
Yes.
He has this look of absolute, utter certainty. He's like, you wouldn't kill me. I'm important. Some town needs me. And then he walks right up to the end of your gun and you splatter him across the back of the room and blow out the window. And this wakes Balls up. He almost jumps out of bed. Actually, he sort of falls out of bed because he's still groggy from the chill stab that he got.
Mm-hmm.
What the... What the... And he kind of covers and says, Ow.
You okay, Balls?
No, what the... What?
I don't know. It's...
Oh my god, who is that?
That was Kryn.
Did you mark for going aggro? You killed the angel?
Man, he killed himself on my gun. I just wanted him to stop being a fucking creep.
That's one way to do it, I guess. But who's gonna?
Man, I don't...
We're going to war.
Well, really, we're only going to war if I hold up my end of various bargains.
He sits up and he's like, oh god. And Pierre and Munger just sort of staring at each other, staring at you, staring at each other.
What are the two family goons doing?
They
already left.
Yeah, they're... They ran. you actually hear a gunshot from downstairs. Got one! You don't hear a second thing. Okay, well, we're gonna have to clean this up. We should probably hide the body.
Yeah, we could say he just left. We don't know where he went. We should get our story straight.
What's the story?
Alright. So, it's too many people know that I was up here talking to Kryn earlier, right?
Pierre and Monk sort of look at each other like, we didn't see nothing.
So, we just need to say that when we got up here, he was climbing out the window, and that's the last we saw. And then Balls woke up. Right, Balls?
Sure. God, that hurts.
Can you see if he's got another chill stab on him?
Yeah, sure.
He does.
Here. Toss the dice.
Passes out.
Not sure he's gonna remember anything.
Sleeping like an angel.
No, not quite. That involves a little bit more death.
This window, I want to say that this is on the this wall of the compound is actually on the outside of the Skullhead Sunktown,
mm-hmm.
and it sort of overlooks like a little like the wall, and then there's like basically there's a bunch of sandbags and rocks, and then the swamp. But it's only a few feet from the edge of the building. Pierre and Monk take the body, just hurl it out the window. If that's okay.
And got a traditional family burial.
It's a nice ceremony. I said there would be a nice ceremony. This is not happening.
There's still bits of skull and brain and flesh and bone sort of all over the old, worn, like, office carpet.
I think it's time to do some redecorating. Alright, step one, we're gonna use my bed sheets, which are covered in blood and brain, to pick up all this blood and brain and put in my bed sheets. And then we can use the rest of my shit to re-carpet, to cover the carpet.
Well, let's just say you do that. It's not pretty. But it's not obvious someone just got obliterated here. It's not obvious someone just took 4 harm. Point blank.
I don't know what happened to him.
And it was evening and it was morning.
Alright, you wanted to see Found, right?
I think that's the thing that happens. Do you still want to see Found?
Yeah.
Why don't we do that? I'm going to go get a drink, quickly. Is anyone disappointed?
No.
Okay.
I'm a little sad that Crin is dead, but it's a good death.
Yeah, it's the way he would have wanted to go.
I'm down to only 2 friends now.
I could be your
friend.
I'm
deeply offended.
Huh?
I'm deeply offended.
Always remember you, Crin. You were the Crin.
Oh,
he talked to you once. You're one of his friends.
Hell, she had sex with him. Yes.
He felt her up.
That's,
I'm not convinced they actually had sex. I think we discussed this and it wasn't actually sex. It was just molestation.
Yeah. Lame.
Ain't no thing.
Right. That's true.
That was effective. So next morning, boy, you might be hungover. Maybe a little bruised.
Yeah.
No actual harm.
Can't find my wallet. Didn't have any money in it, so it's okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, yeah, and seeing you, you just stroll up in there.
I want to stop by the mess hall and pick up some coffee. And then show up. Morning, Found.
I'm guessing you have, like, an old... one of those plastic gas station thermos mugs, like really crappy. It's slightly cracked on the outside, but it's one of those double walled things so it doesn't leak. And it's real crusty.
There's another important thing for this scene.
Okay, what is
this?
This
is actually what I wanted to do when I was going back to my room. Was rifle through my old clothes to find some.
Okay.
maybe a dress or something.
Ooh, absinthe and a dress. So what do you look like? What kind of a dress would you have? What do you look like in a dress?
I drew a vague picture.
Oh, cool.
Now, she's carrying a shotgun in this. But I imagine that I'm probably still wearing my hat. And,
are you blonde?
I'm actually... I imagine myself as being kind of auburn.
Okay, great. That's actually going to help me, too, because I was actually not picturing that. But that's good. I like that picture. Yeah. So, the hat and everything, very conservative.
Well... I've always been wearing a hat.
Okay.
Sure. See, I've got another picture.
Oh, I'm sure that you make sure the hat. See, you need to show me these. That helps a lot.
Yeah, that was
the hat. You're right. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
There's a very nice picture of
it is the largest item of clothing that you normally wear.
Yeah.
It's true. Other than gun.
See, now I can totally see the cowgirl in a dress, and this makes sense to me. So, okay. So, Absinthe shows up to your office in a very pretty dress.
Oh, shit, let me get my pants.
And see.
Good morning, found.
Give me one stay.
Okay.
Okay, you can come back in. Around. You can come back in. All right.
Brought you some coffee.
Oh. Why are you giving me coffee? I thought that...
I'm thinking about our conversation yesterday.
Oh. All right.
And I think it's respectful to you to follow through on things. I'm not ready to, you know, marry you immediately, but I'd like to at least be part of the family, you know, see how it works, and I can, and then maybe when you think I'm ready.
One of the first and most important steps on your journey to becoming a person who is one with the Lord is admitting that you have done wrong in the past. It's not easy, and I appreciate this, Absinthe, but this show of good faith, if you will, I think that makes you ready now. If you wouldn't mind, I think we could get married right now. I've actually got these rings in my drawer. Didn't work out last time I tried to use them. But, you wanna give it a shot?
Well, I mean, if you really think I'm ready...
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, you are. Okay. Sure.
Also, why are you wearing that?
Well, I thought you'd think it was more appropriate. More in the Lord's liking.
Absinthe. The Lord has many gifts. And I'll be perfectly honest. It is a terrible sin to bury your talents.
Oh my.
So, would you marry me, Absinthe?
Yes.
I give her the ring and slip it on the little finger.
All right.
Well, that's great. Now, I'm gonna fall back asleep, because I am hungover to hell.
Alright.
Alright, I'll see you later, but don't be wearing that.
Okay.
Well, that was weird.
That may be the strangest marriage ever. You know, wake up and think it was just a dream.
That sounds reasonable.
I guess that's that.
Wow, alright. Let's snap back to you two.
Okay. I was gonna have to roll or
something. So you guys were having a heart-to-heart, and Three was nowhere to be found.
Just as an aside, I finally hit six, and...
So, okay, now that we're at six, I want to have a little talk about what this means. So, I want to be very clear on what the advanced moves are. So, can I borrow somebody's sheet here?
Yeah.
Because you're at six, and you're at six. The advanced moves, obviously get plus one to any stat is easy. Retire your character to safety just means that, you ride off into the sunset or something like that, and you can take a new character. It's the same as picking a second character, except that your other character is out of play, but I can't mess with them. I sort of think that some of your characters may want to have that happen eventually.
Once I fix everything.
But it's perfectly fine for you to take it now if you have another character you really want to play and you're like sick of playing your character. That's fine, too. Create a second character to play. Obviously, we've discussed that. And then you can't take advance the other four basic moves until you've done choose the three basic moves to advance. I think I've gone through all of those and how they work. If you listen to the last segment of the thing, they're very powerful, but they only happen if you roll 12 plus, so typically you need a plus 2 or plus 3 to a stat to have that happen with any regularity. Fortunately, many of you have plus 2 or plus 3 to at least one stat, so there's that. Alright.
Speaking of which, I thought long and hard, and I was wavering between weird and hot, and I settled on hot.
So you're adding plus 1 to hot, which gives you...
2.
2. Alright.
I am now as weird as I am hot.
So you're plus 2 weird, plus 2 hot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is a perfectly fine thing to do.
FP.
Do you have an idea of what you wanted for yours yet?
I was going to add to my sharp, but now I'm thinking of actually advancing some basic moves. I think that might be a better plan.
Alright. You may pick them at your leisure.
Okay.
And since this is the scene, we have to wait. Is there anything else you want to do before you go?
No, that pretty much covers it. I think that was successful. That was a lot more like player-driven narrative for me than any other session.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And did you enjoy finally getting to just blow somebody's head off?
Like, yeah, that was
a little more satisfying.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you are happier with the narrative driven.
Yeah,
today.
It was fun.
Yeah,
you know, I was all like, you know what I had to do? I had to yell at Mercer and be like, "You're a pussy, Mercer."
And you hit him right in the nuts. You hit him right where it hurt.
Shan was like,
"That was actually the most. That was some of the most awesome I've seen Absinthe."
Seriously,
yeah,
that's. I think that's the happiest I've been with her.
Good,
just being like, fuck yeah!
Because she is. That's what Battlebabes push people around. That's what they do. You're learning, man. Or you're learning to enjoy the things that your character does really well.
Yeah.
I guess is the other thing. Alright. Do you want to stick around and watch the scene, or do you need to go?
I'll stick around, because it only takes me like 5 minutes to walk out.
Oh, okay.
So
I have no idea how I'm going to do this.
Some of the way through it.
Okay. Well, you could ask advice.
Yeah. I will ask advice. Hey, Norman.
Roll weird. That's the thing you have to do.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
ask.
Yeah, I was thinking you were
going to
ask me, too.
Hey, Eliza.
I wanted to
okay,
date
that's
you.
Weird,
and it would give plus 1 to the roll.
It's true.
I'm just saying. Wallace idea. 8.
So now, are you still talking to Norman out loud?
Yes.
Norman.
Nice.
What is it, Ken?
How do I broach this?
Are you really into this chick? This broad?
You're weird.
I am. You're not.
I like to think that the mask was actually laughing to himself when he did that, so that's what I was... Yeah.
So you want to know... She is an odd duck, isn't she?
Yes.
But you've also saved her bacon a couple of times.
I've saved lots of bacon for her. Because she... Yeah. She's like made out of bacon that I've saved.
Are you talking to 3?
No!
I can hear her mumbling to herself off in the distance.
3?
It's unsettling. You gotta shut that kid up. That's not my... That's not my advice for...
Jeez, I don't know.
Or maybe it is. No, yeah. You know what? You gotta shut that kid up. And then I'll tell you what to say to this one. Play a little, Oh, the guy with the long nose. Are you in the
Cyrano?
Seen that movie? Cyrano de Bergerac. No, what's his name?
Roxanne.
There you go.
Oh, it's very different.
I'm thinking Bigfoot has all these weird cultural references that he knows, and I don't know whether it's
Norman tells him these things, or he's found an old cache
of
video VHS tapes somewhere in his little hidey hole.
I like to think that he has a repository up here of useless information.
Yeah, like that movie Roxanne. You know, I'll tell you, your eyes, they're pretty. You say that, and then, you know.
I don't think maybe you have much experience in this front.
I'm a fetish mask, kid. I've seen things. Believe me, before you had me, I've seen things.
Oh.
But not the sort of mushy romantic things that you're looking for. Nah. I'll still try to help you, kid. Because I like you.
Okay.
And really, I just want you to be happy.
Aw, that's sweet, Norman.
You need to put a sock in that tree.
Really?
Well, let's see how this goes first.
Okay. Eliza.
You back?
Oh, come on. It's not like you do weird shit, like phase out.
Oh, no, I don't have a problem with it.
You're blowing it. Fuck. I don't know what happened with.
Do you get a plus one for getting his advice? Yeah, you do.
But
you act under fire if you don't.
If
do what
I don't
he tells
do
you.
What he wants.
Yep.
And so I think I'm. I don't want to take his weird advice. I mean, he hasn't really told me anything.
Not yet. No. Yeah. Well, here's what's going to happen. I sort of think that it's going to be if you listen to him now. Well, I don't know. You made the move. You don't get a choice.
Right.
He's going to help you with this. The next time you see three, if you don't put a sock in it,
oh, three is what
you're
going to
be under fire.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. This is a bit of a trade off here.
Okay.
He's sick of listening to her babble, and he's going to help you get a little something, something. Now, kid, stop insulting her. Apologize.
Sorry. We're very alike in this way.
You don't have to apologize. What's on your mind, Big Hooker?
You know, I don't know what happened out there with Jack Bacca. You know.
Nothing much.
You're worried about her.
But I'm worried about you. Things have been kind of crazy around here.
Well, you know. Yeah, they've been crazy out there, too.
Giver. What? You sounded like you were going to say something.
No.
I wasn't going to say anything.
No, I'm sorry. It's Norman. Go. I'm waiting.
Step closer.
One step.
As I'm probably more doing this. Since I don't think I'm particularly tall.
I've been thinking. I really missed you when you were gone.
And, you know, the lab, I mean, it's your lab, so this is going to sound stupid, but it, you know, it wasn't the same.
You're not stupid. You just have a more physical smarts.
Ow! That's like right in the feels.
No.
I'm sorry, I'm not good at the whole talking
neither
to people
is
thing.
Neither is he. Neither am I. Come on.
Neither am I. And you know, you've been probably my only real okay, that's not true. I'm sorry. Sorry about this. I'm sorry in advance. You're my only real friend that I have.
Oh.
Oh.
And
well, I suppose I'm not real, so there's that.
Don't say that about yourself.
Look here, eyes on the prize. Stay focused. Stay focused.
Stay on target.
And I've been thinking about that and how I feel about that. And
well, you're a very good friend to me too.
Oh, kid, you're going down. Mayday!
Eliza, how badly am I bombing this?
Bombing?
Just say, look, I like you. I guess I've grown accustomed to your face. She's not bad looking.
For the record, I'm actually better looking after coming out of the machine.
Well, hot is a different thing. Hot isn't just how you look.
Okay.
It's your whole mannerism. It's your...
Because you're one of those people who's like hot because you're weird.
Yeah.
Although he doesn't have... Or, she doesn't have that move.
Yeah, but I mean, like... But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right? Mm.
She's also very pretty and fairly persuasive. But...
You know, I just never met anyone like you. And, you know, it's been a while since... You know, since what happened to Bar.
Alright, here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna pick up your dice, and you're gonna roll hot.
I love you, and you're meta. You really should get a meta mask. You really need to get one of these. Ooh. Fuck off, Norman!
Look. Well, hold on. Add the plus one to that. What did it come
four.
To? Okay.
Actually,
zero?
It's three, because I have a minus one.
Oh, well, this, how can I say
that
you've got a nice rack?
I was actually going to ask if I could help, but even if I
yes,
help, that wouldn't be enough.
Why don't you compliment something else? You've got a great ass.
Why don't you give some advice and then help? That still wouldn't get it all the way up to seven, would it?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. So, when you go hot, when you a seducer manipulate player, it's purely carrot and stick. All right,
have
take it easy.
See you later.
Like, so basically, there's no experience or acting under fire associated with this. You could totally still. It doesn't mean that you struck out. It just means that he has no mechanical incentive one way or the other,
mm-hmm.
and something awful is going to happen to you. But that's beside the point. I'm saving.
Oh God.
Take off the mask.
No! That is the worst thing I could do in this situation.
What?
So he's changed his mind. I think he wants you to do that, so why don't you act under fire to not do it? You shut him down.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's been a while since what happened with Bar, and I've been thinking, you know...
Do I actually know who Bar is?
I think you guys have been chatting while...
Yeah. He probably has some... She probably has some idea. She knows that there was a person.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
something bad happened.
If it makes you feel any better... While we were at the tanks, I totally tried to get with a gay guy. That didn't go over very well.
I understand.
I've done that tons of times.
Sad fucker.
I mean, does it have to be... I don't want things to feel weird now, but...
What's wrong with weird?
Well, this isn't like a nice weird. This is like an uncomfortable weird.
Well, I don't want to make you uncomfortable. You're...
I like being around you, and what can I do?
You can pretend we never had this conversation. And I'll just, you know, just make a little tent out here and, you know, deep in the friend zone. And, I'm happy. Super happy.
Knock, 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 knock.
See how happy I am? You can't because I'm wearing a mask. Leaving.
Leaving.
Knock, knock.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
So, you got my gun?
Yeah.
You know, Three was telling me about it earlier.
Big fucker, I think we need to talk about this again some other time.
Yes, I know you know about it.
What's it for?
For protection. Like all guns are for. To protect people.
You're lying.
Well, you're gonna want to be careful with this. I couldn't narrow the focus down.
All right.
So, like, this is not gonna work in a hostage situation. If, you know, Jakara has Big Fucker hostage, you're not gonna be able to just shoot Jakara in the head.
Rikara.
I'm sorry, I get
okay.
Jakaback and Rikara's names mixed up. In fact, you know, if Three's standing a couple feet to the left, you might want to hold off on firing it until Three has cover. I think this is... I haven't actually test-fired it yet, but if my calculation's right, we're talking, like, 120, 145-degree arc of unpleasantness for anybody. Now, it's not long range either.
Oh.
So you're going to have to get kind of close.
So I paid you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you worked...
very hard.
Very hard, it seems, though you seem to manage to work on some other projects, too, at the time.
Well, and the gun's not going to do us much good if we all starve to death.
Hmm, but the gun can help us not starve to death.
No, it doesn't shoot food. It's not that kind of gun. It shoots electricity.
Eliza, I mean, what have I told you about being smart with me?
You wanted a gun that you would only have to fire once. That's what you told me. This gun, when you shoot someone, they will very definitely stay dead.
All right.
If someone sees it, they will know that person is dead. You might not be able to tell after the fact who it was you shot.
That's starting to sound more like my specifications.
So yeah, you know, if now there's one more downside.
All right.
It's an electric gun. It requires batteries. I've constructed this wonderful backpack here that holds three of them, and you can plug it in to the next car battery after each shot, but it's basically going to empty it. If you fire it again without switching the batteries, it's probably not going to do more than tase someone.
It won't even do that, to be honest with you. That's what the ultra capacitor is for. The ultra capacitor stores the entire charge, and then it's all discharged at once. Once it's done, it's done. That's why it is a reload weapon.
All right.
Okay, might give him a little tingle. He's like, this little zzz.
Looks like you're turning on a 9-volt.
Yeah. It won't. It's not hard. You can just take it, pop it out, and reload it like that.
You're gonna have to show me in a lot more detail how to use this thing.
Oh well. It's easy.
Let's do this.
Plug and play.
And then we have a training montage.
Are you observing this?
Yeah. Gonna do a montage.
I have nothing better to do now.
Hey, big fucker, get the hell out.
So I want you to write down, if you haven't already, the stats of the gun.
I have.
You have. 2 harm, AP, hand, area, reload, loud, high tech.
Uh-huh.
And actually, at this point, I would also give back the two extra unused barter. I didn't actually need all of this to get the parts I
needed.
Which
leaves you with one.
Right.
Okay.
I've already marked it off, and I think you already marked it on.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Thank you.
But
thank you. I appreciate that.
It was...
I have another job for you, Eliza. I noticed that your shop feels a lot more warm now. Did you turn off the machine like I asked you to earlier?
Did you ever ask me to?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Weeks ago.
Yeah, it's off right now.
One. I can tell. It feels so warm in here. I can almost feel the Lord's embrace. Listen, Eliza. I need you to get this thing working at peak efficiency. And it doesn't matter what else anyone... Get the hell out of here, big fucker. What are you even doing here?
What you gonna use it for?
To speak with the Lord.
You're gonna use... Wait. The gun or the machine?
The machine, big fucker. What are you even...
I'm just...
Get out of here. Go watch some children. I feel like I'm paying you some money to do that.
I'm paying you money. You gave me, like, a watch or something.
Yeah, alright. Here's the barter I owe you. Just go watch the kids.
No one wants to be around me.
Someone does.
I do.
Can we step away for a moment? With you. Oh, you run into Shan.
Okay.
So... Big fucker, right?
That is my name. Flan, is it?
What?
Number three.
Of what?
Of her lovers.
It's a possibility. You've been an independent operator for a long time.
I like to think so.
But you're working for Found now.
Kind of.
Can we have a conversation in private?
Okay.
She sort of pulls you into a side room, closes the door. I like a man who can get things done.
I have been known to get things done.
Good.
This is very vague.
I'm getting to it.
Okay.
Here's my problem. I don't like to put all my eggs in one basket.
Okay.
So right now, as you may be aware, Sunktown is having some problems.
I've noticed.
We've solved the food issue, at least temporarily, but...
Temporarily, yes.
Skullhead has shown their willingness to...
Escalate?
Yes, escalate. Mercer is very good at what he does, but only that. And I'm concerned that we may end up fighting... on a number of fronts, if you understand what I'm saying. We're about
I think so.
We're going to have to take on Skullhead. I think that goes without saying.
It's rather obvious, yes.
It would be good if there were no threats from within Sunktown when that happened.
What kind of threats are you talking about?
I think you know what I'm talking about.
Not... Oh, Found!
What?
Oh, not... No, see, your name is also an adjective, and sometimes people are going to use it in conversations that aren't about you.
Well, she also pulled you into the side room.
Yeah.
Huh?
She also pulled you
into
the
side room. No, I'm just... Because he was joking.
Okay.
And I was joking.
Yeah, okay.
We're back to the training montage. And now this time,
music is too loud to hear
do
us.
It, and I'll
so
watch.
For instance, I
make sure you do it right.
Can't help but notice that he's.
Oh, I'm punching this meat.
What is this even doing here?
He's managed to find himself some new high tech.
Oh, you mean the gun?
What gun?
Hey, so that was not my fault.
She said that she was being all sly, and now she's just staring at you deadly serious like.
I meant tank.
It's got a gun on it, right?
She pulls out a small pistol and points it at you and says,
"That's a gun too."
Look. I have been working for a very long time for peace and stability here in Sunktown, and I will not see everything that I have worked towards destroyed by a madman.
Okay, but why are you pointing the gun at me? First off, do you really think I'm threatened by that? Second off, we just established that Found was our enemy, like, 5 seconds ago.
Our enemy. See, that is all you need to say. As she puts the gun back in the holster. Now we're talking the same language. So tell me a little about this gun that Found seems to have discovered.
It's some high-tech thing.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it do?
Blows things up. Or shoots things. It's kind of... I don't really know how to describe it. I've never seen it in action. I just kind of have gotten kind of a gist of things. You know?
So here's what I'm thinking. I said I don't like to put all my eggs in one basket. And I've got an agent working right now. And I know... Well, I'd like to have a second person inside the organization to let me know what's going on. To let me know if there is an internal threat to Sunktown. To me and Mercer.
Yeah, okay.
Just like that. Normally I have to offer something.
Okay, I mean, if you insist,
No, I'm curious why you are so eager to...
I don't know, something... Found just gives me the fucking creeps. You know, it's just something... You know... You know that girl, Eliza?
Mm-hmm. Talented.
Pisses me off that someone like her is stuck in this slimy, stupid little cult. I have a problem with that.
Yes, it is unfortunate. Especially seeing as, well, you know who else upsets me that he's stuck in this slimy little cult? Our only medic, who no one has seen in several days. I'm starting to become a little concerned. Yes.
Ooh, watch out for that one.
Really?
I mean, he's kind of a friend, kind of. He also gives me the heebie-jeebies. There's something. If you ever talk to a person and it's like you get the feeling that they're the kind of person who goes home and like fucks cats or something. Like you don't know what it is about them, but you're like that person's a cat fucker.
I don't think I've ever heard of cat fucking before, but I.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he specifically fucks cats. I just know that there's something off about him. You know, he...
Don't really know of him. Well, do me a favor. Find out what Found is up to. Find out where Kryn is.
Alright. I shall. I'm on it.
When our boys come back from Skullhead, we're going to need a medic.
So find Kryn.
Find Kryn.
I can handle that. How should I get in touch with you? Do I just come by, or do you want something more, you know, on the DL, so to speak?
Would they be suspicious if you came by?
I mean, I go back and forth a lot.
Then don't worry. But let me know if they start to become suspicious. We wouldn't want...
trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trouble is the last thing I want. Trouble is always the last thing I want. So don't make any trouble. What do you want out of all of this, other than...
my motives are pure. I just don't like that.
I don't believe it. But, we'll say there's one barter in it for you.
I'm happy to take your barter.
Piece of useful information you give me. I prefer to have people in agreements.
Like a contract or something?
Well, a verbal contract.
Okay.
Say, if I know what's in it for them, it makes it a little easier for me to do the bookkeeping.
Okay, well, I'm happy with the barter, and I'm happy with fucking overfound. So.
Good.
Alright.
Then we have an agreement. She sticks out her hand.
Shake.
You have a very manly handshake.
She just kind of squints at you and she says, you have very strong hands.
Thank
if
you.
If you're ever looking for a little extra barter, come by my place.
Okay. I'm gonna leave. I'm a little uncomfortable.
Okay. What happened? I'm not sure we're going to get to the big scene today.
I don't think so either.
Which is okay, because it just means season finale happens next week with absent beer, which would
yeah.
be preferable.
Yeah.
I think everyone needs to be there, but we're getting real close.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I, Podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.